This election season has been a roller coaster for much of the country. However, there are some who find their jobs to be much easier during these somewhat turbulent times. Those people are political cartoonists. APR's Stan Ingold takes a look at political cartoons and those who create them.
You know, our whole theme is Make America Great Again.
Well, there must be some kind of mistake. I was told that Alabama was a conservative state.
I'm going to work hard here in Alabama because I want...
When I'm president of the United States, America will be sending men and women into space again.
Alabama was a popular destination for those seeking the presidency this year. Republicans and Democrats made it a point to visit the Yellowhammer state to try and keep it red or turn it blue. This, of course, means news coverage, which in turn brings out cartoonists. If you follow sites like AL.com, you'll see the work of one man in particular.
Never dreamed I'd get a job drawing editorial cartoons, political. I'm not really that political by nature. I just like make fun of everything.
That's J.D. Crow, the cartoonist for the Alabama Media Group. He says people noticed he had a knack for drawing as a child.
My mom found out early on if she kept me drawing in paper and a pencil, I was a pretty good kid. When I was a toddler, she would tear open a brown paper bag and lay it out on the floor, and I would just start drawing. I'd disappear into that brown paper, just drawing animals and critters and just whatever came to my imagination.
But it wasn't until college that he got his start in editorial cartoons.
I was just a dork around campus, and all of a sudden I was making fun of the university president and taking issues with some of the issues around campus, and started getting a little bit of notoriety. So people started recognizing me on campus, and there's that guy that draws that cartoon.
And that's what many cartoonists do. They lampoon prominent figures and highlight particular issues. Wilson Lowry is a journalism professor at the University of Alabama and a former cartoonist. He says no one has ever been truly safe from satirists.
Surprising to look back and see the harsh cartoons of revered figures like George Washington and others, and realize that they were made fun of big time in their own period.
He says the heyday of editorial cartoons was in the late 19th and early 20th centuries, and that was mostly due to the work of a man named Thomas Nast.
He took on a lot of big time politicians, was probably best known for taking on Tammany Hall, powerful political machine in New York City, and their bosses, most famously Boss Tweed, who made some comment, I'm not going to get it exactly right, our constituents can't read the stories that are written about us, but they can see them damn pictures.
Wilson says Nast is also credited with providing the modern vision of Santa Claus, Uncle Sam, and popularizing the images of the elephant representing the Republican Party and the donkey for the Democratic Party.
You are going to be so proud. You know, I oftentimes say the American dream is dead.
But I'm J.D. Crow says drawing caricatures of Donald Trump are easy, but Crow says Hillary Clinton is tougher.
With her, she's got so many different looks. The straight-on look at her face is different when she tilts it a little bit. Her profile doesn't look like what her face looks like, her front full. Her front face, looking straight on, all these circles and rounds, a lot of roundness. And then if you look at her profile, her nose is kind of comes out like this.
It's the defining characteristics that make these drawings immediately recognizable. Wilson Lowry says there's usually one major feature cartoonists zero in on for each character.
Certain people begin to get drawn in certain ways. Every cartoonist does it somewhat differently. But Obama, for example, first thing you think about are the ears. You know, that's the most recognizable thing about an Obama caricature. I'm not even sure that's the most recognizable thing about Obama physically, but it almost becomes a where it doesn't matter.
Crow agrees with Lowry.
I like a big nose and glasses and, you know, big eyebrows or just some funky, something that's very definitive. You know, it's a good way to draw people. It's a more of an easier caricature than somebody who's actually an attractive person is usually very hard to draw.
He says this will even play into how he votes on occasion.
Sometimes I go into the voting booth, and if I don't really have a clear political favorite, which often happens, usually by the time I get through an election, I'm sick of every character there. Sometimes I'll just vote for the funniest looking one.
I am truly sorry, and I accept full responsibility. I want everyone to know, though, that I have never had a physical affair with Mrs. Mason.
While Clinton and Trump have been filling the national headlines, local politicians make it easy for Crow.
Usually, Alabama politics can out-goofy national politics, or just out-be weirder than national politics. So a lot of times in the course of a year, Alabama politicians keep me busy. I mean, it's a target-rich environment in a normal year.
But this has not been a normal year.
We got Alabama politics going crazy, and I think our Governor Robert Bentley, he decided, well, I'm going to try to take the attention away from Trump. And so then Bentley acted up, and then we had the LoveGov stuff. And I was drawing LoveGov cartoons. I was going from drawing Trump and the national election stuff, and then LoveGov took over.
But that isn't all.
And then on the heels of that, we had Mike Hubbard got sent to prison, so I'll go to cover the prison, go cover his trial. And then, of course, we've got whack-a-mole Roy Moore. He pops up every now and then. And so it's just like on a cycle.
Crowe says tackling political leaders is easy for artists in the U.S., but that isn't always the case elsewhere.
Take a look around the world. People do what I do, get thrown in jail or killed for less than what I do. There's certain areas of the world that will not put up with you talking about their leaders.
Crowe says it isn't all about making light of our leaders. There are times when he creates a drawing to help people get through troubling times.
Certain issues you can't be funny with. Now, a good, you know, for instance, a hurricane comes through and it's devastation. That's not funny. So we got to paint that in a different light. We got to go dark, serious, and find an image that conveys that.
It's one of these serious cartoons that stands out as one of Crowe's most memorable.
Several years ago, my daughter was about five when the Columbia shuttle went down, and seven astronauts died in that. I took my daughter to work with me that day, and I explained to her what had happened and decided a really good way to memorialize this tragedy was like a black sky with seven stars.
Whether it's helping people deal with tragedy or poking fun at those in charge, there's one thing Crowe hopes for.
If you can capture anything in an image with no words, I think that's what we're all shooting for, is that holy grail of a cartoon every now and then.
For APR News, I'm Stan Ingold in Fairhope.